The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Our guest in this hour is a singer-songwriter and voiceover artist with a keen interest in contributing to the creatives industry growth. She's an accomplished live performer and storyteller whose debut solo album entitled Indlela Ekhaya was nominated for 3 South African Music Awards, including Best Jazz Album and Best Female Artist. And she went on to win 2 Mzansi Jazz Awards for Best Jazz Album and Best Newcomer. Her music is so popular in the jazz circles that even on the social media platforms, many spend their time quoting her lyrics and leading us in chorus as their favorite pastime. Of course, joining us ahead of the 25th Joy of Jazz Festival, please help me welcome back Spam Delose.
Shaya izi koto Seliana Nubui siminoto Seliana Seliana Matola sezeleni Jabulani bagiti Seliana.
Welcome back.
Hey, hi.
How are you doing, friend?
Hello.
You well?
I am well. I'm very much happy that the sun is out. I'm a summer baby, so I'm very glad that the winter woes are behind us.
Finally, and we can stop wearing jerseys, but some of us prefer them jerseys. But no, it's not about us. You know, it's been a while, you know, since many have heard from you, Spy. And I know you've been busy with school and parenting, and there's a show here and there, you know. But how has that been going, you know?
So I took a little bit of a break. I was finishing my MBA, which I graduated from earlier this year. And that happened intentionally at the same time that I was pregnant, so I needed a break. And I think it was good to sort of focus to really help me to wrap up those parts of my life, so that I could come back to the music. And I have been steadily trying to make my way back, doing some shows here and there. So it's really good. It feels really good to be back.
Yeah. And very often, you know, when we see posters for a Spam Delose show, you know, we are sure that we will be, you know, serenading you, you know, with our take on knowing.
I love that. That inter-serenading is always my favorite. You know what? Like, my favorite actually is when we sing together at a gig. Yeah. I always say this. It's all good and well, like, for me to sing, and I'm happy to do that. That's what I'm paid to do.
Right.
But when the reception is that we sing together and we are, like, you know, going through the lyrics together, that's always my favorite. And I've really been lucky that the music has resonated with people on that level.
Because my next thing was, did you ever think, you know, that the project, the debut album, would be such an anthem to many of us? I mean, it speaks to how well it was received and written, maybe. You know, I suppose it's in the message too. But did you ever think this project would be this big?
Not at all. You know, contextually as well, I put the album out in 2019. And actually, I'm supposed to have another album out by now. You know, but the album came out in 2019, and then COVID happened. And then I think that buys me some time. But I always say, I think maybe the album didn't have enough time to grow, just because so much was happening at the time. And so it's beautiful. It's beautiful that the music is still relevant, that people still respond to it in a way that they do. I am planning on releasing new music. So, you know, this is not going to be the only work that I have. But I'm really, really lucky and blessed that it's spoken to people the way that it has.
Love,
Kofifi FM. We are within the last hour of today's gathering, and we're joined by a vocalist, songwriter, and friend of the KJ Show, Spam Dalose. And this is ahead of your appearance on the Dipala stage at the 25th annual Joy of Jazz Festival. What can we expect now from this show?
I just want to say, you know, I'm really honored because we are playing on the same stage as Liz Wright. And, you know, the way that God ordains things and the way that God puts things together, I remember first hearing Liz Wright, I remember it so clearly, so vividly. I was in varsity, and a friend of mine, Mark Montgomery, who is an engineer now, a prolific engineer, he engineers a whole lot of gospel projects in South Africa. He was like, man, we were in his sort of dorm room in Kopanerais, and he played me Liz Wright for the first time. The song was I'm Confessing That I Love You. And my life changed. Like, I'd never heard someone sing like she did. It just moved me on such a level. So to the point that when I was trying to release Ndlela Ekhaya, I was trying to figure out what I wanted it to sound like, Bokani said to me, bring me a reference so that I know what you want. I brought her album. And he was like, oh, there's a lot of instruments here. You know, there's a lot of things happening. But I tell the story just because God is so, like, detailed in his ways, right?
That's right.
And to now think that, you know, we're going to be playing before her is just a great honor. I've had the honor of seeing her at the Joy of Jazz way before when it was in Newtown.
Yes.
But yeah, so what you can expect, sorry, I'm fangirling. So what you can expect from the show, you know, I know there's a lot of pressure that people put themselves through when it comes to being booked for a festival. They sort of want to change things up. I don't really believe in that. I think that why fix it if it's broken? I mean, if it's not broken, I really love the way that the band has and I have been able to grow with the music and have been able to really build on our chemistry. So that's what you're going to be expecting. Every show is different, you know, and I'm really excited about this one because I feel like we've been playing together and it just feels right. It feels settled. It feels like the right time to be able to showcase the music on such a big stage. So we're excited. I mean, bring your voices, honey. You know what I'm saying? Warm up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to need y'all.
We don't
and win. And we're just going to have fun. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
So expect that. Expect that.
Speaking of the band, who can we expect to see alongside you? Yeah, drop some names, ma'am.
The Boysins. So Lunga Longobo on piano and organ and keyboard. Snigiro Mabaso on drums. Temkosi Mavimbela on double bass. We've got Luanda Gogwane as well on trumpet. And this is special because Luanda was actually the first person that I ever, whose album I was the first person to feature on in varsity. He asked me to feature on his first album. So this feels like a beautiful sort of, full circle moment. Someone who I have great respect for and someone who I think of as a good friend. And then a young brother by the name of Offense Sibula, he's making his way through the ranks. Someone came to me and was like, hey man, you have to book him for your gig. Just trust me. So I'm very excited about playing with him. I know he just came off this tour with Miyagi. So he's going to be a new addition to these brothers that I usually play with. So very excited, man. Very excited and just ready to give people a good time.
Well, we certainly can't wait to see you on the Dipala stage. And of course, Kofifi FM, if you haven't booked your seats, yes, they're fast selling out. So do so today. Simply visit joyofjazz.co.za and join us from the 27th to the 28th September 2024 at Sandton Convention Center. That is the Joy of Jazz Festival Spa. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And of course, we will see you at the festival.
See you. Thank you so much for your time.
She is singer, songwriter, and the fabulous Spam Dalose on the K-Jazz Show.